Good morning, my friend. I've missed you. The last couple of weeks, The last couple of weeks, I've sent messages, but no audio. And here I am today, back with you on the last day of 2022. I'm making this Saturday. And I'll send it to you tomorrow, but I wanted to have it ready to go because tomorrow I'll be doing some things in the morning and I wanted to make sure I connected. This song that you're hearing behind me is called Décollage. And I first heard it. I'm going to turn this down a little. And so... it's so beautiful. I wish you could see the video. The place that I first found it, oh, I'll make a link for you, is a video that is these, it's called The Giant Girl. And it's a huge, gosh, I don't know what the word is. I guess you could say a huge marionette, although it seems like a marionette is usually something kind of tiny. But it takes, I don't know, a dozen men to control it. And yeah, I don't know, there's something, I don't even know why this popped in my mind this morning for you as we're entering the new year. But maybe it has something to do as I'm just speaking out loud to you. I've always liked really, really giant things or, you know, really little things. And I think that that's a common human trait. I think a lot of people do. And it maybe has something to do with, you know, reflecting on our own lives and the way that we feel in the world. This is just, I don't know if this is true or not, because I didn't think about it. You know, I just try to use my intuition when I'm talking to you, because in that way, I think what happens for me, and this is a good example of it already, is that I feel as if life gets to speak more so than this, I'm pointing to myself, this human. I'm going to play just a little bit more of this because I just find it so hauntingly beautiful. I don't know what those words were, but what keeps echoing in my mind is I think what they start with, I don't know this for sure, but what I usually hear is we learn to clip our wings. And that's what I hear. You can listen. I'll send the video link. And there's something about this giant little girl walking through the streets. I don't know what city the video takes place in, but I do know my friend Rachel told me she lives in Toulouse in France. And I know she told me that these, that particular, I don't know what you call it, wish I knew what it was, but that particular giant marionette and others, there's also a big elephant, were housed in Toulouse, and it was part of a troop in Toulouse, France. And so that adds a little bit of magic for me as well because of my friend. But I think the first line is, we learn to clip our wings. And I'm just going to go with that because something called me to listen, you know, to play this music for you today. And that phrase is, I think, really important when we're looking at reflecting on our lives and how we allow or don't allow ourselves to be who we are in the world. This has been a recurring theme for me over the last 2 weeks is that I think there have been three times that I've quoted from Bronnie Ware's Five Regrets of the Dying. And it's just interesting that that's happened. And I'm paying attention to that, right? When things show up in threes like that, I'm paying attention for myself that one of those top five regrets is I regret that I didn't live a life more true to myself. I wish I hadn't. But it's something, this is my own words, but it's something like, you know, I wish I hadn't followed other people's expectations or obligations as much. So we learn to clip our wings, that there's a way in which in our society, in our culture, whether it's our family culture or our school or our friends or the community we live in, that we want to belong, right? Of course we want to belong. And yet sometimes in that wanting to belong, we give up parts of ourselves. We don't speak up something that's true about us. We don't wear something that we want to wear because we feel like it doesn't fit in, or, you know, who we are might not fit in. And I, you know, this is, I'm being, you can't see my face, but I'm smiling as I'm talking to you, because I love how life offers such wisdom through us. Again, I wasn't really quite sure. You know, it feels very significant to be sending out a lovegram on New Year's Day, the brand new first day of the year. Like, I felt before I turned on the recorder, I felt this sense of like I had to say something important. And I even thought to myself, like, that's not a very good feeling, you know, right? Like to have that sort of pressure or. And then what happened is that I relied on what I have always relied on with you, is that you show up and I show up and a little music sometimes shows up. And there is a conversation that happens that life joins in. And I'm so grateful in this moment, because I feel like if there's any sort of message that I want to follow for myself when reflecting on my life, reflecting on the past year, looking toward a new year, it is that message that's coming through right now, which is that how do I live a life that is true to myself? And as I'm saying those words out loud, I'm thinking of something that I just wrote. This is so interesting. My friend Trish and I get together every year at the new year to set our intentions together. And then, you know, we support each other. I've told you this before. We have a standing call on Wednesdays for 90 minutes or 2 hours that we check in with each other. And I was working this morning on a document for our intention setting and wrote down something that I feel like really pertains to this. I think all of it does. I'm going to read. So I added a section that is a mindset section for myself, and I know Trisha is going to do the same for her, that how I want to be as we're setting our intentions for the new year. And one of the things that I wrote that is exactly what I was just saying to you is connect to how I'm feeling, not what I think I should be feeling. I also wrote, enjoy the complexity of life and the whole range of human feelings. Because I really want, going into 2023, I already know this, is that I want to honor more of the range of feelings, and not to feel like the only way to be is joyful or the only way to feel is happy, right? That there's all kinds of emotions of our lives. And I want to open up to those more and to know myself more in that complexity. I also said, let go of who I think I am and see what wants to emerge that might be new or fresh. And I think that that's a part of it too, is that idea of living a life that is true to ourselves is also about letting go of outmoded or outdated ideas of who we are or who we think we should be. Letting go of things even that represent, I'm putting this in quotes, ourselves. And then I also wrote, allow grace, which I put in capital letters, for who I am and for my life circumstances. See the holy in what is. And then I also said, I can't remember if I read this already to you. Maybe I did, and this is the second time. That's so funny. Stay focused on being open to what might be possible that I can't see. Watch out for habitual conditioned mind thinking. So these were the list I made, and I'll probably add to it, of mindset. And then we also came up with a bunch of questions that we want to ask ourselves. Maybe I'll share those with you. But it feels to me that that really what life wanted me to bring and what the conversation I wanted to open up, not just with you, but really to create a space for in myself, is this idea of the opposite of how the song opened. We learn to clip our wings. And there's something when I watch this video, and I'll link to it so you can see it. And, you know, that to me, there's something majestic, not just in the size of this marionette, if you will. There must be a name. One of you can tell me if you know what it is, or I'll look it up. But that there's something that opens my heart to possibility when I watch this. And I think for me, it's always that way when I see things that are human, are everyday simple human things that are created in that kind of like giant form. I think it does something like it's like a hand on our heart somehow. It's like a hand on our experience of being human that says we can feel and be more. And by more, I don't mean better. By more, I think this is coming from life, really, because this is so beautiful, and I didn't think this up, but it just dropped in right now, that it's like really the sense of more is an expansion of feeling, right? Because isn't that really, like when it comes down to it, if I had to look back on my life, what I remember are those big feelings of being present. And this just dropped in my head just the second that my son is home right now, and we've been having dinners together every night. And they're not necessarily big fancy gourmet dinners, right? It's not the fancy food. I do sometimes like to set the table with fun linens and candles and flowers, but it's not really that either. It's the laughter, and it's the feeling of stories and connection and this sort of swelling of love that I feel. And I can say the same thing right now, talking to you, right? That it's the reason I do these love grams, the reason I started them is because I didn't want to feel alone. You know, I started these when the pandemic started, and I've grown to really rely on this feeling of connection and feeling, right? It's a feeling of connection. And I think that there's a way in which when I look at my life and when I look ahead to the 2023, I want a bigger life in the sense of I want to be even more present to the feelings of being human. Last year, one of the things that I'm the most proud of is that I started leading these grief and growth groups for my job with Brendan Burchard. And I love creating that space where we can all show up with whatever kind of grief is there. And it's taught me so much about joy, you know, and I know that that sounds funny, and this is a whole nother topic, but it relates in a way that for me, and I've talked to you about this many, many times, that for a long, long time in my younger days especially, but even up till now in certain ways, that turning away from sadness or loss or grief, turning away from feelings that were uncomfortable, and I'm really proud of myself and learned so much this past year from turning toward feelings of loss and sadness and grief and finding the connection and the joy to other people in that. And again, that's a much bigger topic, but I think it really points to, I'm going to circle back to what I started with as we near the end of this love gram. I'm sure we'll continue this conversation because this is such a big one, but that part of me living a life true to myself is true to true to my experiences, true to my feelings, true to what it really is to be a human being, which is a many multi-layered, complex experience, and not trying to turn it into something that's one layer or might be easier for someone else to get, you know? I think I'm going to leave it there because I think this is a really important place for all of us to look. You know, if one of the top regrets of the dying is I wish I had lived a life more true to myself, you know, would you want to journal on that? Would you want to talk to your friend, you know, one of your best friends about it? You know, like Trish and I do, you know, set up a time in the next week or so to explore what would that look like for me to live a life more true to myself in this coming year? You know, is it something external that I do? Is it an internal way of reflecting on my life? You know, what does that really mean to me? And I'm asking you, if you would spend some time reflecting on that. I'm so grateful. I'm going to play a little more of that song because I just want to say again, my deep gratitude to you for showing up, for being here these last few years, and for sharing in these conversations with me. And today, this I feel like this opened a door for me to something that is most important in the new year that I wasn't really honing in on until I started talking to you, or until I just came over to the computer. Here's the truth of it, is that I opened up Spotify, and that song, my son had helped me search for it in Spotify because I wanted to see if it was in Spotify. So the magic of the stepping stones that life gives us, and I'm feeling so grateful for that. I simply turned on the computer, I saw this song, and I started playing it. And it led to getting to see something so important for me, and I hope for you. I'm sending you love. Let's play just a tiny bit more. So I don't know if you could hear that, but here again, like I was just talking about the magic. So I just clicked on play again from where I had left off, and the song just said again, I learned to clip my wings. And that was the line that jumped out at me that really made me start thinking about living a life true to ourselves, not clipping our own wings. And by some magic, boom, there it was again, just waiting for us to underscore everything. And I think before I go, the last thing I want to say is, in living a life true to yourself, and I'm speaking to myself as well, part of it is watching for you. Like for me, the magic that happened this morning, you know, with that song, with that phrase, where it led me, you know, the five regrets of the dying and how that keeps popping up, that it's like, for you, where are those spiritual breadcrumbs? Where are those stepping stones that lead you home to your own true self? I love you so much. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Thank you for all of the connections and love we got to share in 2022. And here we are, brand new year. Let it be the most you this year can be, because we need everybody's own unique brand of humanness and spirit. Love you so much. Bye-bye.